This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, my name is Mira. So I wanted to share my experience working in my first nursing job at the age of 18, working at my local hospital. So when I was 18 years old, I ended up getting this job as a CNA at the hospital. They're called patient care techs at this hospital in my city. So when I started this job, I started out working, I was hired onto the weekend night shift package. So I'd work weekends, like every weekend pretty much, Friday through Sunday, a 12-hour shift, and just have one weekend off. I was also going to school full-time while I was doing this for nursing. So when I started out at this job, I ended up having issues with two people. I was trained by this one woman named Rachel at this job. She precepted me during night shift. And at first, my initial impression of Rachel was that she seemed nice. When I... that first night I started, she actually told me that she packed some extra food just in case I didn't bring any, which I thought was pretty sweet of her to think, and I just considered of her to think like that. So she just like came off pretty nice to me at first. When I started this job, it being my first CNA job, I had issues in the beginning just managing time. And I ended up like having to do a little bit more training focused on my time management. So afterwards, it was okay going on forward. So one thing I did notice when it came to Rachel was that she was very bossy. Like, that was, I mean, when I first started, she told me about how everybody eats lunch at the nurse's station, even though that's not actually policy. But she just made it, like, she just said it to me, like, that's just what we do around here because we get so busy. Like, no one can really cover you. Like, so we always eat lunch out here at the nurse's station. So that's what I would do since they were doing it as well, even though that wasn't policy, even though we're not mandated by policy to eat out of the nurse's station. We're actually guaranteed by the policy that we get a 30-minute break where we can relax and not do any patient care. So pretty much she was pretty much saying like, oh, you can't have a break. You're not entitled to a break, which is ridiculous. But yeah, that's one thing I just right away, like, I just noticed, like, she was very, very bossy and overstepped her role as a CNA, even though that's the only thing she was, like, that's her job position. So that's just one thing that's what I had a problem with when it came to Rachel. So another person at that job that I had issues with was this nurse named Angie. So Angie just pretty much didn't like me right off the bat. When I started one day, like one time I was walking back past the nurse's station and she turned to one of the nurses and was like, I really hate her. I just hate her. Referring to me. She said, I really, really just hate her. And, like, I overheard this, but I didn't say anything about it just because, I don't know, like, I was just busy anyways, like at the time, like just doing patient care. So I didn't respond to it. But then like the thing with this is it went from her just saying like, I hate, like talking about me to other people, saying like, how much she hates me, to just being very like sort of passive aggressive. That's what it started out with, passively rude. Just making fun of me, taunting. A lot of times her taunts were directed towards my food. So I'm eating at the nurse's station, and then she turns and stares at me and says, your mac and cheese is offensive to my pregnant nose. Or like she'll make comments like, did your mom make that for you? Or like she'll just like, she'll often like just make comments about my food like, oh, you're having that again. Like just very, like just taunting something. Like she's always just taunting something about me. She's always making like a snarky remark about me. So the thing with Rachel is it was a lot of intimidation with her. A lot of times I'll be like on the computer at the nurse's station just charting, and she'll swivel her chair around. It was like circular nurse's station. She'll swivel her chair around. And then I just like feel her eyes staring at me in the back. So she just like stare at me and stare at me up to a few minutes, you know? And then like, if I did turn around, I'd ask like, oh, did I miss something? Sometimes she'd tell me like, oh, you didn't chart here or something, like you didn't chart something, which it was okay. But it's just like, why can't you just tell me that, you know, like, why did you have to like stare at me for so long? And like, why didn't you say anything? And then, then she'll make a comment about me. If like, I asked her like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? She'll just make a comment about my scrubs. Like, oh, your scrubs are wrinkled, you know, like a snarky comment. So yeah, I found her just like staring at me for just long, long periods of time. And I turn around and she's just like staring at me like a bug. So yeah, and that was what happened, what was going on with Rachel. Now, like Angie, Rachel, like I said, was very bossy. It was to an extent where like she acted as if she was actually like the manager. She acted like she has in her past, like before she was a CNA, she was a manager. I believe she was like managing a bar. She was oftentimes like in a managerial position. So instead of like acting like a CNA, she just like acts like a manager all the time. And she just nitpicks things and try and push her will over you. Like she would often try to like push her will onto me at first. So the thing that really got bad with Rachel, now, she had asked me to work for her this one time, which I was saying yes to. Like, when she asked me initially to, like, work for her, I told her, yes, I can work for you. And I worked for her a couple times. So after that, like, it got to a point where she was expecting me to always say yes to her whenever she asked me to work for her. She would expect it, and when I did say no, she would try and argue with me into working for her. She'd try to like, in like she'd interrogate me, like if I said no, I can't work for you, she'd be like, why? And she'd interrogate me as to why I can't work for her, and try and just like really, really just push you with it, as to like try and get pushy with me about why I wouldn't work for her, to a point where she said, like, why else do you think I keep you around if you're not going to work for me? So, yeah, it was like, it was really bad with her. It was really bad with her. I ended up working at this job for about a year, but I became PRN, and then I quit this job because I just like, anyways, even with these two, I just wasn't feeling like I was in the clique with this unit, you know. It wasn't like the other women were mean to me necessarily. It's just more like I just didn't fit in their clique. So I just decided, instead of like calling, like telling HR about what I was experiencing, like I just decided to quit the job. And I started working for this nursing home that was actually that was close to my school. So yeah, that's what happened with me. Bye. I hate it.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.